Ladies and gentlemen.
What if Hulk Hogan climbed in the ring with that wrestling Stone Cold Steve Austin?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that soundbite was, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PWP Radio tonight. We are live here for a half hour to talk with ECWA and PWS star Arkham. Arkham, welcome to the show, sir. How you doing tonight?
Oh, well, you know me, slightly bent and a lot twisted. Always bitter, but always grateful. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, I'm happy to talk to you finally. I mean, we've passed by each other a couple times, but we never got to have a conversation together. So I'm always interested to learn how today's indie stars are kind of growing in the business. If you don't find this gentleman on Facebook, then you're missing out because this man's Facebook blows up all the time, and it's probably the best Facebook ever. So I always love watching you on the Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I aim to entertain. Before we go any further, what exactly are the parameters that I'm working under? Like, is the FCC standing by listening intently?
FCC has nothing on this. We are completely explicit. It says it right on our iTunes and everything. So you go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
Party.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. I've passed by you before a couple times in World One Wrestling, where that's where I first met you when I passed by you when I was with World One for a little bit. But also I saw you once again with PWS, Pro Wrestling Syndicate. So I would love to know a little bit about you, or where you come from, basically how you got into pro wrestling. I know you're from the Philadelphia area. Is that where you were born, or is that where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live. Technically, personally, I believe I have yet to be born, so I don't acknowledge or celebrate any birthdays because I'm not really doing shit with my life right now. So I'm at like the pinnacle in pro wrestling where I'm respected by my peers, and where the fans can say, yo, Arkham puts on one hell of a fucking goddamn show. When I have that kind of, you know, cred and adulation, then maybe I'll celebrate a birthday or two. But until then, I ain't been born for shit. But I do live in Philadelphia.
Cool. I got to ask you, what made you get – I mean, it's hard to kind of get into the pro wrestling business and kind of say one day to yourself where, hey, I want to be a pro wrestler for my living. So – where did that realization come from? Where did you decide, okay, I'm going to become a professional wrestler? When did that just spark in for you?
I think with most of us as a child, like you see your pictures of your John Cena's and Shawn Michaels holding her PWI issues and, you know, old school photographs, you know, Cena with his cardboard belts. I got cardboard belts hanging up in my room and shit. You know, you're CM Punk. I think all of us, Jericho, you see pictures of him with Steamboat at autograph signings when he was in his early teens and stuff like that. So I think all of us fell in love with it and became passionate about it as children. So as a kid, for me, literally, it was the age of 13 when I was watching the Great American Bash. It was the Road Warriors versus Ivan and the Nikita Koloff in a double Russian chain match. And I was watching it for the millionth time. And I was like, you know what, fuck this. I need to be the fucking Road Warriors. So I literally dropped down on the floor and started doing push-ups as I'm watching a match for the millionth time. And from there on, started training when I was 13 with weights and procrastinated, bullshitted for a long time, and didn't actually get into the sport until I was considerably older.
Well, I don't think it matters what age you get into pro wrestling, man. You can make an impact no matter what age you're, 18 or 30 or 40. I don't care who you are, because you can always make an impact no matter what age, as long as you have the heart and dedication and the body to do it, which clearly you have. You could definitely do it. And let's talk about that, because you are a freaking mastodon. Like, you are built like nobody I've ever seen out in like even in WWE. It's unbelievable how you look. Tell us, I mean, when you said you started lifting weights around 13, is that something did you pursue doing any kind of bodybuilding?
No, I never had any actual interest in bodybuilding. I have the utmost respect for those cats because they dial it in 24/7 with super clean diets and whatever. And, like, they live a lifestyle, but I never had any kind of, you know, want to be on opposing media standing there oiled up like, hey, look at my left pec and my right pec. Are they evenly matched? Good for them. That's nice and all, but I never wanted to be, you know, just a guy standing around posing in trunks and shit. I wanted to be a guy clotheslining people in trunks. But I definitely have taken a shit ton of my workouts from professional bodybuilders, powerlifters and such. But definitely bodybuilding has had an impact, but it's not why I got into lifting, obviously. Like I said, I was legitimately watching the Road Warriors. And finally say, yo, you know what, I can't keep wanting to be these guys. In order to be them, I have to actually act upon this feeling and start training. So I dropped on the floor, started doing push-ups for a year straight, just all kinds of bodyweight exercises until I went into the local YMCA and said, hey, how's about this? I'll clean up your facility if you let me have free access to your weight room. And then that's how I had access to weights at a young age. And from there on, bought a weight set and kept using Hawk and Animal as my inspiration. Whenever I went into the gym, I would think, as Hawk would say, may he rest in peace, hopefully, if there is an afterlife. But as Hawk would say, snack on danger and dine on death every time I go in the gym.
Amazing. So were you big into sports, too, in high school?
No, I didn't really give a shit about shit except for rock and wrestling. Like, it was like rock and roll and wrestling, and that's partially why I got into wrestling so late, because after deciding, hey, at 13, I want to be the Road Warriors, I want to get into this pro wrestling thing, like, fuck the dumb shit. But a year later, fucking, I hear a goddamn Appetite for Destruction and was like, yo, I need to play fucking guitar up in this bitch, too. So started playing guitar, and you know, I got fucking Les Paul, and I fucking dropping acid and getting fucking high as fuck for, like, years on end, which really set me back workout-wise. Was still working out, but was half-assing it because I was like, yo, I'm fucking rocking out, but just fuck all y'all. So that's the main reason that, one of the main reasons that had me start so late in the pro wrestling game. But the whole time, I was always still watching wrestling and still going, shit, man, I need to fucking be a part of this. I got to stop bullshitting.
Okay, so now that we're talking about that, because a lot of people always want to know, where is the best kind of schools to learn to become a professional wrestler? How did you get into professional wrestling as far as starting to get training done? Where did you get training done? And, you know, so take us from the journey from there.
So glad you asked that question. It's an excellent question because a lot of people have been misled, mistreated, and screwed over financially and physically by or from going to the wrong schools, schools that just are glorified bump sessions where you're just showing up like a goddamn fucking sack of potatoes and being thrown around, where no psychology is discussed or comprehension as to why we're doing these drills, how we're going to implement them into an actual match and stuff like that. Like, nothing. Just because for years I went to, and I'm not going to put anybody on blast. I could. This isn't necessarily a shoot, but it could be. But I'm not trying to kill anybody right now, so I'm not shooting. But there was several wrestling camps, schools, and schools that I went to that just fucking led me astray and ran me in fucking circles. Not just me, the other students there looking to learn. They just would have you fucking bump for fucking hours and hours and hours, 5 days a week, but it didn't tell you why. Why are you learning how to this or that? The word psychology was never fucking mentioned, God for fucking bid. Or characterization, where how you learn to actually embody your character so that you become something in the ring that people can emotionally gravitate toward, have some kind of connection, as opposed to punch, kick, punch, kick, punch, kick, which is a goddamn video game that gets old quick and shit. So I went through several camps, kicked around a lot, got fucked up, had my goddamn neck fractured, doing dumb shit upon recommendations of, you know, crazy bastards and shit. But it wasn't until, personally, I came across the Honorable Mike Keener, oh yeah, legendary original ECW referee, also refereeing now for ECWA. Yeah, wasn't until I came across him, he saw me at the show going, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're killing yourself. You're bumping for guys that are smaller than you, and you're fucking, you don't need to do all this crazy shit and do you know the word psychology even? So it wasn't until Mike Keener came along, which, to his credit, a good friend of mine, Teddy Fine, referred Keener toward me. He said, I need to link you up with Keener so you can really get your wings and get up and go. And once I linked up with Keener, like, my whole fucking world changed. Oh, that motherfucker, everything. Like, I wouldn't have shit, I wouldn't be shit if it wasn't for Mike Keener, because pro wrestling means more to me than anything. It is my everything, and this was the man that came along and was gracious enough to take me under his wing, introduce me to the right people. That's how I met you back at World One and so forth and so on. And he's the one that got me at PWS. He told me, hey, motherfucker, go to that goddamn tryout. All the while, I'm like, hey, they're just going to shit on me like everyone else. I'm tired of being shit on. Fuck this. He's like, no, man, go. This will be good for you. He told me to go to that fucking tryout and to be a dick. Don't hurt them. Kill them. Be a dick. In other words, not literally kill somebody or try to maim another athlete as much as don't go in there just trying to be super cordial, Mr. Nice Guy. Handle your shit. Take it. You got to take what you want in this business. Nova from ECW fame just told me that recently at a show. He was giving me advice kindly enough, saying, you got to take what you want in this fucking business. You can't play that nice guy shit all the time. But that really applies to life in general. You can't just sit back in the cut like, oh, that's nice. Oh, well. You got to stand up and assert yourself. But it was because of Mike Keener that was the actual, real, legitimate school how I fucking actually learned. Because any fucking monkey can learn how to take a fucking back bump, but it's the application that is fucking next level. And it was Mike Keener that was the sole fucking survivor that pulled me in, took care of me, and then I wound up going down to PWS, tried out, fucking killed it, like literally, like after my tryout match. Pat Buck said, first of all, I can't tell if it was a shoot or if you were fucking working, because I went balls deep up in this motherfucker. And it was a good kid I was working with, a kid named Colin, I believe. But I went in and was pulling no punches. It was showtime, and I wanted my spot, and I took my spot, and I was the only guy, the only man that made it through that tryout that they actually picked and is now a current member of the PWS Pro Wrestling Syndicate roster.
Wow, you know, but let's go back to Mike Keener a little bit, because Mike Keener, I knew from 2007 when we were starting our own wrestling organization, Brooklyn Pro Wrestling, which turned into World One, and Mike Keener came in with Steve Corino. And Mike Keener did us a real big favor by helping us out that show, because we had a lot of no-shows on that show, and Mike Keener stepped in. I had a couple matches with Keener, tag-wise, singles-wise. A great teacher in the business, obviously a well-known referee for ECW as well. His training a little bit, because he could definitely be a hard ass on you, but he always wants you to keep trying and never giving up kind of attitude that he has, you know. But, you know, if you're taking something wrong, he'll let you know. And that's something about him that always, like, you know, he'll always tell you.
Exactly, and that's why you can never go wrong with Mike Keener. And once again, not to put anybody on blast, but I wish more people in this industry would actually listen to the man. When he's in the locker room, I don't see any of the fucking boys running up asking him. Well, I see a couple. Some of the guys, they have good heads on their shoulders, like guys like Matt Saigon and Bobby Shields. I see them, they go, hey, Keener, what do you think about my match? Because motherfuckers been on goddamn pay-per-view and television and been with the Fed. I mean, what the fuck does he not know about pro wrestling? He's a worker and a referee. Hello? He's toured, like, Japan several times. Why would you not pick this man's fucking brain? But like you said, he could be a hard ass, but only for what's best for you, and to make sure that you get it and stick to it and shit. I couldn't say anything more about the man. He's like, the dude saved my fucking life. I owe him everything.
Yeah, talk a little bit about World One, because that's where you. I remember seeing you from. I don't know if you worked anywhere beforehand, but talk about a little about how you got involved into World One a little bit. And how that experience was working with Keener, Steve Corino, Chris Rockwell, and of course our guys, which were Super Sweet GPS. How did you feel about working for World One for them?
Firstly, yes, Chris Rockwell, Sam Shields, Pele was there at the time. I think Bobby Dempsey was around. The list goes on and on. It was just, it was a stacked roster. It was an excellent learning condition. And that was one of the first times, aside from when firstly Keener pulled me into ECWA, and then he got me into World One, I believe, not too long after. But that was when my eyes started opening up, because I was able to be surrounded by boys that can work, you know? So I was able to pick their brains and have them analyze my matches and give me critiques or give me advice as to what I should do with tonight's match. I can't say enough about that. That roster, that locker room was fucking fantastic. Ryan Kavanaugh was fantastic. But Keener was responsible for pulling me in there. He knew it would be good for me, and that's how I was. You know, I wouldn't learn being at some, you know, low-rent show where they had no storyline and no kind of angles for any of the fucking matches. The kind of show where you show up and they go, oh, that's right, we had you booked in a singles match, but my cousin and his three friends showed up, so we're having a 9-man tag match. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I know. I get you on that. I mean, there's so many of those shows where they rely on the named talent that they bring in. The big WCW, ECW, Hall of Famer guys that come in. But the whole show doesn't have a premise or storyline to build you to the next show. And that's so fucking annoying. But a lot of these companies like ECWA and PWS and World One, there was a reason for you to come back to the next show. Because they would always try to hype up the next one to get you invested to keep going and keep seeing the storylines. And I think that's a lot of those indie promotions don't rely on that. They rely on the big names to get the draw, and then that's it. And I've been to one of those shows, and, you know, they're annoying. They're not fun. And not to mention, their talent is not always the best.
Exactly. You know, they're focusing on the wrong things. Their priorities are as backwards. But that's why I hats off to companies like East Coast Wrestling Association, ECWA. They have storylines and ongoing threads that are woven through months and months of build-up that keep the fans emotionally invested, where they go, oh, shit, what's going to happen now? I gotta come back and drop another $15 to find out, because shit just got real. And extra hats off to Pro Wrestling Syndicate, because the way they work in the WWE and ECW fucking talent, but still get their actual roster over and showcase their guys, it's fucking genius, man. It's effortless. It seems seamless for them. I can't say enough good things about Pat Buck and how he runs that company and the opportunity for me to work with them. It's a pleasure and a privilege, and I really hope I can fuck a lot of people up there. So far, so good.
Well, so far, you're already showing that. We're going to get to that in a second. But talk a little bit about Teddy Fine, because Teddy Fine was so fun to work around. Just a great guy to work with the spray. How is Teddy Fine? I haven't seen him or I haven't heard from him, but I don't know if you kept in contact with him. Have you?
I still do. We actually we're really good friends, but it turns out I'm a bit of a dick. I think I took Keener's being dick mentality a little too far, because it took me so hard
to
embrace it.
We don't need any more of those.
Because I was born. Was that?
We don't need any more of those, please.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But I've got my fair share of heat that I've earned because I crossed the line. I had to learn how to temper it, and as Keener would say, turn on the governor and shit. But I was so nice my whole life, and my goddamn fucking parents and shit raised me to be a fucking half a sissy. He's too nice and shit that Keener had to kick me in the ass and light the fire and shit. So Teddy and I are still good friends, but I have said some things to him recently where he was like threatening things, actually, where he was like, well, fuck. But we're good, though. We've spoken recently, and like I said, I have to give him mad props for he was the guy that was he initiated the pendulum swinging in my favor, whereas after going through several wrestling schools that didn't teach me shit and ran me into the fucking ground for no reason, and I had no idea. The word psychology was never fucking mentioned, which how can you have a wrestling school and not mention and like fucking prioritize psychology? But I went in to try out for a company that Teddy was working for, helping train kids, called DWF, Devastation Wrestling Federation. He was a sole trainer there on Monday nights. I would go down there. He took me under his wing, and then he was the guy that said, hey, you know, fuck it, I'm going to turn you on to Keener so we can get you next level. But working with Teddy Fine was a pleasure, but also a pain in the motherfucking ass. This motherfucker is the stiffest nigga on the fucking planet. Stiff as shit, man. Everybody I've spoken with said you can't eat food after he gives you a fucking goddamn forearm and shit.
You know, I'm actually known when I was wrestling doing the same thing. But you know what? Honestly, I wasn't stiff, but maybe I accidentally hit him too hard. But it is pro wrestling, you know, sucking up.
No, you should
take him to the.
I definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucking pro wrestling, you know.
I believe in being snug and as stiff as possible to the point where several guys in PWS have been like, "What the fuck? You know it's a work, right?" But I'm snug and stiff in, like, safe places and shit, whereas Teddy will hit you goddamn in the fucking throat and the fucking Adam's apple and shit. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? I can't fucking eat now. That's a whole other fucking, you know, horse and shit.
One other person I wanted to bring up before I go to ECWA was Chris Rockwell, who's someone I've been working with lately, and he's a great guy, amazing character, really funny. How was your time working with Chris Rockwell?
Oh, it was fucking amazing. That was the beginning and the foundation and the platform where I started to gradually learn. Some of us learn faster than others. You know, some of you bastards got that Shawn Michaels shit going on where you just fucking show up and you know shit. Whereas some of us are more like the Road Warriors where it takes us years and years and years of fucking, you know, piecing shit together and figuring out your moveset and psychology and your characters. But working with Chris Rockwell was one of my first big matches where I was legitimately fucking nervous and going, holy shit, I got to fucking keep up with the big dogs now, guys that have been around and know how to work. And he was a pleasure to work with, and hey, no shame in me saying it, that motherfucker carried me in our fucking match in fucking World 1 when he was there then, heavyweight champion, I believe. And he put the match together and carried me. He's a fucking stand-up motherfucker. He's a fucking man, and I was just trying to keep up with the big dogs.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody hasn't heard of Chris Rockwell, listen to this, definitely look him up. He's definitely a talented guy, awesome guy. He still claims to be the World 1 champion for 2,000 days. So, but moving forward to ECWA, I have never seen an ECWA show, so I don't really know too much about them. But I have heard from them. They're obviously a very popular promotion, been around for years. Talk about your time right now in ECWA, because you're kind of floating between ECWA and PWS, right?
Exactly, and to me, those are my two priorities, because there are two of the companies that actually have storylines, and they showcase your talents, and they don't just have you show up and throw you in some bullshit, like, oh, we got a couple of extra guys, and fucking my cousin fucking Mikey showed up, so now we're just going to throw you in a fucking battle royal. They don't do shit like that. They have, like, structure. And they try to do what's best by the business. So hooking up with those two companies is perfect. Anything outside of that right now is like whatever. Something good comes along, that's nice. But I'm solely focusing on those two because those two companies are not bullshitting. So after toiling around in obscurity and fucking jumping on any fucking company that I could work for, showing up and breaking shit down and setting it up and just saying, hey, can you put me on? But then realizing there's a fucking shit show anyway with no rhyme or reason. I'm not doing that shit anymore. I want quality. One of my main goals, or my main goal in this sport is, it isn't to be in the WWE or a WWE superstar, which obviously that would be fucking fantastic because I'd be paid and laid and on TV and doing what I want to do all the fucking time. However,
except for
my actual goal is now that I'm. Yeah, well, yeah, that would be that would be so not welcome.
Yeah.
But my
keep going.
My main goal now that I've matured finally a little bit is actually just not my goal in the sport is just not to set the fucking business back 20 years when I step in the ring, to be a part of a product that's going to move this business forward, and that when fans leave they say, man, now that's a fucking good show, that's fucking wrestling, that's not some bullshit, you know, just thrown together. This is why we are fans of the sport. As long as I'm a part of shit like that, you know, that makes people proud of the industry and where it is and where it's going, and I'm good to go because, you know, fucking money ain't fucking everything. in a lot of aspects it is, but it ain't shit. You know, fucking, if you're not rich spiritually, what the fuck do you have?
Yeah, man, I feel you. And, you know, just at the kind of wrap it up a little bit with the PWS show we just had, you know, one of the biggest moments where the crowd went, oh, is when Kevin Matthews that guy's a fucking horse. But, you know, the fact that he took your finisher, you nipped right up, you kicked right out of it, was pretty amazing. And I think the crowd reacted to you. They don't know too much about you yet, and that's what I think we're kind of doing this interview, to kind of get your name out there, let them know. But I think they know you are a big player coming up in the PWS roster. I mean, 2014 is a big year coming up. What do you hope for in 2014?
I just hope for continued growth in the sport of professional wrestling, continued growth and to be a better to cut a better work rate, to be a better worker, to have my character be larger than life and bigger than death, to leave my scratch my name on the bottom of life before I die, because I could die fucking in my sleep tonight and shit, and it could be a fucking done deal. So that's why every time I step in the fucking ring, it's like, yo, I'm leaving it all out there, like, no matter what and shit, like, so everyone can be, you know, satiated and satisfied and go, man, this is why we you know, fucking plop down our money to come and see this shit. So that's why Pro Wrestling Syndicate is one of the perfect grounds for that, where I can, you know, their roster is fucking insane, so I get to work with fucking everybody. And Kevin Matthews, I'm coming for you, nigga!
Dude, I appreciate you coming on tonight. It's been a fun talk. You know, hopefully we'll get to do this again soon, but how can people get in touch with you? How can you people can find you? Could you want to spread so your people can like you and everything like that?
Well, basically right now, right on, much appreciated. Right now on Facebook, I am under A-H-T-U, Atu Arkum, A-R-K-U-M. If you want to check that shit out, if you want to be maybe offended or disgusted by someone's fucking ramblings, that's Atu Arkum. And actually, Arkum is spelled A-R-K-I-M in general, but Facebook wouldn't let me rechange my spelling because they're a bunch of fucking cocksuckers and shit. So it is what it is right now. So it's like fucking, so I just totally delete my shit and start from scratch. But you can find me on there. Fucking ladies, yo, if you got titties and a fucking and your vagina don't stink, please inbox me. Send me pictures, all that good shit. Like, fucking, we could exchange pics up in this motherfucker. Send me a picture of your titties. I'll send you a picture of my dick. You know, we can fucking, let's go all in. I mean, fuck, let's do this.
Oh, my God, man. Too bad. I'm engaged now, man. So my party ride is over, but your ride is still going. Too bad I didn't hang out with you back 5-6 years ago, man. But I appreciate you coming on the show. We are definitely going to plug you on our Pro Wrestling Powerhouse page. This episode is available on iTunes, and I couldn't appreciate you more coming on. Glad to talk to you. Hopefully, in February, PWS will be there, and we'll get to talk some more. And maybe come back on the show sometime in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just want to say I am performing with the ECWA this Saturday, going against Kikoa, the Flying Hawaiian, for their ECWA Heavyweight Championship. That's Saturday night, this Saturday, December 7th, bell time, 7 o'clock. J.J. Dillon will be there. It's in Delaware. Y'all can look up the rest of this shit because I ain't fucking retarded. It's the fucking technology age and shit, so... ECWA, I will be performing there this Saturday. Check it out, please.
Yep, that's ECWAProWrestling.com. You know, good luck on that championship match. Hopefully you bring home the gold. You know, that would be a nice Christmas present for you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show, man. It's always nice to be able to let people see behind the fucking magic curtain a little bit.
Yeah, man, no problem. And always keep posting those booty pictures, all right?
Will do.
All right, man. Thank you very much. And thanks to the audience of our great show here at Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. We appreciate everybody coming on to the show listening tonight. You can catch us on iTunes if you like to catch this episode. Also on blogtalkradio.com. We talked to Arkum Atu from PWS, ECWA, And coming up Tuesday night, Jake the Snake Roberts will be on our show for an exclusive interview. That will be some good shit. Otherwise, everyone have a good night. I am at TLD Wrestling. Take care, and I'm signing off.